Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us today. I would like to, for one more week, ask a favor of those of you listening. If you do listen, if you wouldn't mind just reaching out and letting me know, hey, I'm listening to Let's Talk. You can email me, jordanterrell@bfcsebring.com, or text me if you have my number, or just come grab me on a Sunday or Wednesday and say, hey, I'm listening. And if you've already done that, then disregard that brief announcement. I was recently listening to a podcast where people were discussing, people who are very successful in their field, were discussing what are the qualities of a person that's going to be the very best, the qualities of someone who will rise to the top. And universally, one of the qualities they talked about was grit. Grit. I feel like this is a word that comes up in sort of self-help circles, or, you know, if you want to be an achiever in life or in business, that you need grit. Grit would be defined as courage and resolve or strength of character. And it's something I've at various points in my life heard and said, yes, I need more of this grit. But this last time I was listening to it, I'm thinking, what does that mean in the life of a believer? That as we grow in maturity, as we grow in our walk with the Lord, what does it look like to have more grit, to have courage and resolve, to have strength of character, that when difficult circumstances come our way, we are not overwhelmed? Are we, as believers, over the course of our lives, to grow in self-sufficiency? Are we to grow in our personal competencies, that circumstances come our way and we say, I've faced this before and I've got this now? That would be grit. That would be what the people sitting around the table having that discussion had in mind when they talked about grit. That when people attacked them, when people wronged them, they had the grit, their own strength of character to handle it. But where does our strength of character come from? It makes me think about verses like this. This is Ephesians 6, verse 10, which says, finally be strong. Now, that sounds like grit, strength of character. But it says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. I think in the life of a believer that as we mature, as we grow, we don't grow in self-sufficiency, we grow in God's sufficiency. Who's writing this? Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. This is Paul talking. Now, if anyone would have good reason to have self-sufficiency, it would be Paul, and he talks about this in the course of his epistles. Do they have a reason for boasting? I have more. But ultimately, where does he land? He lands where he lands in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. He will boast all the more gladly about his weakness. Why? Because God's grace is sufficient. God's power is made perfect in weakness. If I want grit, if I want to, 10 years from now, be more prepared to deal with difficulty, if I want the greatest power, the greatest resource, the greatest strength of character possible, it's not going to be by going inward. It's going to be by going upward. How do we do that? Well, we can keep reading here in Ephesians 6. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. And I'm sure all of you have read through, understood her teaching on the armor of God. What are the pieces? Truth, righteousness, the gospel of peace, faith, salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. These are the aspects of our relationship with God. We must know the Word. We must give ourselves in faith to what God is doing. We must take up our chief weapon, which is the Word of God, in prayer. And let that fuel us, that when we need to do the difficult thing, that when we need to face the circumstances that feel overwhelming to us, we don't go inward, we go to God. And we say that I know that your power is more than enough for whatever will come our way. I believe that this is what it looks like to have grit in the life of a believer. They aren't people who have been more capable than the person next to them. They are the person who has had faith that their great God is able to save them and deliver them through whatever he brings their way. The Lord help all of us to grow in grit like this, that we may have the strength of character to face whatever comes our way, because we know you and we've seen your faithfulness in the past, and we are believing for it again as we walk forward. We pray that you would do this for your glory and our good. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk Church Family. You are loved. Have a blessed day.